Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Yud Gimel, the very last daf of Maseches Sanhedrin, and we are about 25 lines from the top of daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the two dots, Reb Shimon Oimer, Behemta Veloy Behemas Becheru Mais. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanesun Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufu Shalema for Yair Yehoshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo ben Chaya Lea, Chava Miriam bas Malka Freda, Rachel bas Sara Chaya Alta, and Hinda Bluma bas Zisal. Today's us also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Sara bas Reb Naftali Menachem. So the last sugya in Maseches Sanhedrin discusses the halachos of the Ira Nidachas. Why are we talking about the Ira Nidachas? Very simple, because the Mishnah said on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Anche Ira Nidachas, Ein Lohem Chelek L'Olam Haba. And the theme of the entire perek was, who has a Chelek in Olam Haba, and who does not have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Either way, we mentioned the Anche Ira Nidachas as being Ein Lohem Chelek L'Olam Haba. So the Mishnah, and obviously the ensuing Gemara, digressed and did a deep dive into different halachos related to Ira Nidachas. Specifically, on the very top of Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara brought a braisa, a kachim, the Gebraisa. This is really where kachim meets Perichelik, kachim meets Sanhedrin, kachim meets the laws of Ira Nidachas. But this braisa talked about different kachim scenarios and other scenarios as well, where there may be some shalol in the city, where the halach is not going to be azoy poshet that you can go ahead and burn it. In other words, one of the dinim of the Ira Nidachas is that all the behemos, all the shalol that were inside the city had to be burnt. In fact, we saw there were times that even the nichsei tzaddikim, although they themselves were speared, but their nechasim were not always speared, and they were included in this mitzvah's eset deraisa of going ahead and burning and hachareim, destroying everything that was there. Stating that, the braisa said there are times where it's not so simple. Specifically, if there was kachei mizbeach inside the Ira Nidachas, yomusu. Kachei bedek habayis, yipadu. Trumois, yirkavu. Meiser sheni, and kisvei hakodesh, there the halach is going to be yigonzu. Now, we discussed the very, very first part of this braisa, and that is kachei mizbeach yomusu and kachei bedek habayis yipadu. And specifically, the Gemara's kasha, which was that just like kachei bedek habayis, the halacha is yipadu, wouldn't it make sense that kachei mizbeach should have the same exact halacha? And just to explain this a little bit better, and again, it's negeya. We're going to take the long scenic route, but this is not the easiest Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. The Mishnah and the Braisa on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph said that really Meikir Adin Kachim is excluded from the laws of Sreifas Ira Nidachas, and the reason is because it says in the Torah Shlala, her Shalal, and Kachim is not considered Shalal of the city. It belongs to Hekdesh, Amir Legvayir Kemesir Lahedyadami, and it's for that reason it's not included in the Din Deiraisa of burning everything that's involved in the Ira Nidachas. And it's for that reason, really, the halacha should be that if you have Kachim in the Ira Nidachas, just remove it from the Ira Nidachas, bring it to Yerushalayim HaKodesh, give it to the Gizbar, and let him do with it whatever you were planning on doing with it. Anyways, the reason we wouldn't approach it in that simplistic way is because as much as it's true, this kachim is not included in the shalal of the Ira Nidachas, thus it's not subject to the laws of the Ira Nidachas, but at the same time, it's ma'os for us to go ahead and bring a carbon. And what's the origin of the carbon? You know, it belonged to Pliny Amoini, who was a member of an Ira Nidachas. Zalomatim. And it's for that reason, Chazal, in this braisa, said that despite the fact that really, Me'ikra Din, it's not included at all in the laws of Ira Nidachas, but we're going to give it a little bit of a chaymer. Okay, so what are we going to do? Kachim Mizbeach Yomusu, Kachim Betag Abayis Yipadu. So the Gemara's kasha is that wouldn't it make more sense to be Yipadu? Yipadu, you get some value out of it. Meaning, Hektish doesn't lose when it's Yipadu. What you do is you take the item, you transfer the Kedusha, but at the end of the day, Kachim is Hektish is not going to lose out as a result of the transaction. In the event that this kachim is beyach and the halacha is yamusu, well then the animal's going to die and everybody's going to lose. So why would you do that? Now, granted, you can't just go ahead and indiscriminately be paid the kachim is beyach, but there is a halacha that once kachim is beyach gets a mum, then you could be paid it. And that's why throughout kachim you find this patent of yiru achi yistavu, and you'll be paid it and you're going to take the money, you're going to buy oilus nadavu with it, whatever. But the point is, for the Gemara, why are we simply dismissing the kachim mizbeach and we're saying yamusu l'chura? There would seem to be a much more economically feasible option, and that is, let's wait until it gets a mum, be paided the same way you're anyways being paid the kachim at the gabais. And the Gemara gave two terutzim to answer this kasha, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish respectively. Rabbi Yochanan said enochinami, really that should be what you could do, but at the end of the day, kachim mizbeach, even the money you're going to use now to purchase karbanis to put on the mizbeach. There's an idea called zevach resham te'eva, and even though this is not a real zevach resham te'eva, it's already a cliche, but at the same time, there is a concept of zevach resham te'eva. It's something that we're sensitive to. We don't want to do this. So you want to know mi'ikir adin if that would be feasible? 100% me'achus. But at the same time, because of zevach resham te'eva, this is not something we want to do. Rish Lakish held this is not a case of zevach resham te'eva, because zevach resham te'eva would make sense if you're taking the actual animal that belonged to the Rosh and you're putting it on the Mizbech. But here you're anyways being paid it. You're not taking the animal, you're going to transfer the animal's Kedusha onto money, you're going to take the money and purchase a new animal. That's already not zevach resham te'eva. If that's the case, what is Pshat in the Braisa? Rish Lakish said, the Braisa is talking specifically about Kachim Kalim. Valibit Rabbi Yosei Aglili, who has a famous Shita in Chas, that Kachim Kalim is Malim Bailim. If that's the case, really the case of Kachim Mizbeach belongs to the Anche Yoir. It really is Shalala, meaning it's not Nismaid from Shalala. And if that's the case, really it should be burned. Fakert, it's a chiddush that we're not burning it. And the reason we're not burning it is because it's kachim, because we're being sensitive to the kachim Shabbai. But really you should burn it, because really it is Shalala. Fakir, it's a chiddush yamusu. But what do you want? You want to go ahead and be paid it? You can't be paid it. The reason you can't be paid is because being that it's shlova, it's asabana, it has the isser of hachrim, it has the isser of lo yidbak biyotchom umma minachrim, and it's for that reason, if you're going to be paid it, you're going to now be nana from the money, you're going to violate the isser, because even through pidyon, that isser is going to survive, and it's for that reason, that's not going to be okay. What emerges in this machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, is a grace of nafkimina lalacha. Meaning, what would be lamaisa in the case of kachim mizbeach, where it's regular kachim kadashim, or kachim kalim shaloy alibad Rabbi Yosei Aglili? What would the halacha be there? According to Rabbi Yochanan, zevach resham te'eva, it'd be the same halacha yamusu. According to Rish Lakish, the only time it's yamusu is when it's really shlalo, when it's kachim kalim alibad Rabbi Yosei Aglili. But if you would have a good old fashioned kachim kadashim, then alibad Rish Lakish, the halacha really would be yi padu. The Gemara had a little bit of a problem with that. The Gemara said, if that's the case, then why, when the Braisa wants to tell me a case of yamusu and a case of yipadu, does it jump from kachim mizbeach to kachim bedek habayis? You could stay mineyu bay in the sugi of kachim mizbeach. Tell me a case where it's yamusu kachim kalim alivid rabbi yosei aglili, and a case where it's yipadu kachim kadashim. And the Gemara gave a technical answer, because then there would be a footnote, and a footnote ben benoishal footnote, because of the chatas, which is unique. Chata shemesu bala. Again, this is real kachim, and that's why the Braisa didn't present it in that way. This is the recap, really, of the latter part of the previous staff, the harder part of the previous staff, and really it segues right into today's staff, because really the Braisa continued, and the Braisa said, quote, Reb Shimon said, Behemta v'loy behemas b'chayru ma'isa, that it says in the Torah, Behemta, you're supposed to burn her, meaning the cities, behema, as opposed to a behema of b'chayru ma'isa, and when it says shalala, it's prat l'kesef hektish, v'kesef ma'isa. So today's daf, about 25 lines from the top of Kuf Yud Beis Amud Beis, is going to begin with a little bit of an analysis of Shitas Reb Shimon. What exactly is Reb Shimon coming to be Moisef? Meaning, at first glance, what does it sound like Reb Shimon saying? Reb Shimon is saying that you should know that the behema of a Bechor, the behema of Meiser, are not included in the Iker Din of Sreifa Sira Nidachas, because it says behemta, v'loi behemas Bechor, and v'loi behemas Meiser. High level, what's the Gemara's Kasha going to be? Again, the Gemara's going to get into the weeds a little bit, but it's kedai sometimes to have the high level picture. What do I need behemta for? Didn't we have a Mishnah and a Braisa that said shlala? Meaning, whatever drasha we have to be memayit, all kachim, l'chayra should be memayit, b'char and meiser. Right? What's the yichus of b'char and meiser? Why are they not excluded from the same pasuk that excluded all the other hektish. Why do I need this new drasha of behemta for? So the Gemara says like this: B'mai yoskinon. What is the case of the bechorin meiser that would be b'mai from behemta ilim of betimimin? Is it talking about where it was a regular bechorin, regular meiser? Meaning these animals were timimim; they're roy to be brought in the mizbeach. Shlol shamayim hu. Well, if that's the case, it's shlol shamayim, and it should be nismaid from shlola, from the drasha that's b'mai. Old kachim elav abali mumen. Elamai, you'll tell me, maybe it's talking about where it was a Baal Mum. But the Gemara's kasha is, if that's the case, shlolo ninu, then really it is behemta. Now, a Bechor and Maiser are unique in that even when it has a Mum, it still is given over to the Kohen, and it is 100% in their possession. The point is that being that a Bechor and Maiser that has a Mum belongs 100% to the Kohen, so if it's 100% to the Kohen, then it's Shlolo Ninu, right? Then it's not even like regular Kachim that has a Mum, it's Mamish almost Chulin. Now it's not Chulin, there's Mishnayis and Sugis and Masechtas Becheiros that talks about how exactly you have to treat it, but for all intents and purposes, it's practically chulin, right? Ordinarily, when a carbon gets a mum, it maintains its kedusha. It's known as psuli amikdashim. A lot of stringencies that relate to kachim that apply even to that animal. But a becharu meiser is different. A becharu meiser almost becomes chulin, right? So if that's the case, the Gemara's kasha is mamonafsha. If it's talking about where it's tmimim, well, then it's a regular carbon. And it should be nismayed from shlola. What do I need a special meat of a hemta for? And if it's talking about where it already has a mum, well, if it has a mum, then it's shlola ninu freik the Gemara. And if it's shlola, then it's l'chayra no different than anything else in the Ir HaNidachas, and the halacha should be that it should be ton sreifa, and at the very least it should be included in the regular halachas of sreifas Ir HaNidachas. Zok de Gemara, Am Ravina, Ravina said lo'ilam b'balim, lo'ilam is talking about where it was a Baal Mum. So the way Rashi explains this Gemara is that the Gemara is saying, and that part is mefurish in the Gemara, Ravina's talking, that la'olam, Rav Shimon's drash is negeya, where it was a Baal Mum. And being that it's a Baal Mum, so really it belongs to the Kohen now. And if it belongs to the Kohen now, you can't be memaya it from the halach of Shlala. Because, right, if the Kohen has it, it is. If the Baalim has it, it is. Right now it belongs 100% to whoever has this animal. What was the kasha? The kasha was that to the extent that it has a Baal Mum, so then it is behemta. So if it's behemta, why is it nismayit? The answer is because when the Torah says behemta, and again, Rashi says a little bit of a mechudesh tegabshad, it sounds like the only time an animal is subject to the laws of Sreifas Ir HaNidachas is if the way we would refer to this animal is as Behema Sira Nidachas. But this animal would never be known simply as Behema Sira Nidachas. It would have a Shem Levoy. It would have another name. It would be known as the Behemas Bechor and Maiser Shelho Ir HaNidachas. So it's Behemta with a knetch. When the animal is behemas Sira Nidachas, that's when it's included in Sreifas Ir HaNidachas. This animal is behemas Bechor Maiser Sher Ir HaNidachas, right? It has a middle name, a middle initial. That middle initial, what's known in Shas as a Shem Levoy, that's what makes it not Mamish Behemta, and it's for that reason it's going to be excluded. So it's a whole different Indian. We thought Behemta means because it's Hektish. No, Hektish with a Maid from Shlala. If a Bechor Maiser is talking about where it has a Baal Mum, where it's almost Chulin, why then is it Nismaid from Behemta? Not because Behemta as opposed to Hektish, because it's not Hektish, but Behemta as opposed to where it has a Shem Levoy. It's a completely different way of looking at the Drasha. Zok de Gemara, this pshat of Ravinu's Pliga de Shmuel is at odds with something Shmuel said, meaning Shmuel already explained Rav Shimon. He explained Rav Shimon differently, which means we're going to have a machlokes Ravina and Shmuel. We're going to have two pshatim had to understand Rav Shimon. What did Shmuel say? Shmuel said, Hakol Karev, the Hakol Nifta. Very cryptic. Almost like Rav, who used to speak the Lashon Ketzara, but this is Shmuel, it's not Rav. And Shmuel was explaining Rav Shimon, and he said these words, Hakol Karev, Hakol Nifta. Gemara said, Mike Kamer, what does it even mean? Hakol Karev, he explained, Kol Shek Karev, Kishahu Tom, Vin Nifta, Kishahu Baal Mum. Anything that's Karev when it's a Tom, and when it's a Baal Mum, it requires Pidyoin, because it maintains its Kedusha, Mishlala Imit, is excluded from Sreifas Ir HaNidachas based on the word Shlala. The Kol Shek Karev, Kishahu Tom, the inner Nifta, Kishahu Baal Mum, but anything that's Karev, Kishahu Tom, but if it has a Baal Mum, it doesn't require opinion, why not? Because it belongs now 100% to the Baalim. It's right, Yotzel Chun, let's call it. That's going to be excluded from Behemta. What's the difference between what Shmuel said and what Ravina said. So Rashi explains, the difference is that the way Shmuel's explaining it, you need behemta to be memayit b'charu ma'iser even when it's a tamim. Meaning, according to Ravina, the b'charu ma'iser that is a tamim, that doesn't have a mum, that's the smayit from shlala. What do I need behemta for? Behemta's coming to be ma'iser when it has a balmum. And what's the gedder of the mi'it? Not that it's Behema Shemayim, because it's not Behema Shemayim, right? It's Memelu Yotzel Lechul. The reason that there's a mirror is because Behemta's Mashma on Hashem Levoy, and this already has Hashem Levoy. It's not Behema Zirani Dachas, it's Behema Shal Bechayru Maisa Shal Yirani Dachas. And it's for that reason it's going to be Nismayim. Shmuel says no. Shmuel says that being that Bechayru Maisa has that uniqueness, that it's not Niftis when it has a Balmum, so Memela, it's not your typical Kachin. And even when it doesn't have a Balmum, even when it's a Tamim, on some level I could inherit a little bit more belonging to the Yirani Dachas, and it's for that reason, if all I had was the drasha of shlala, I wouldn't have known to be memayit. Kamash b'lon, that's fate, the drasha of behemta, that's why I know to be memayit this as well. The bottom line is, according to Ravina, Reb Shimon's behemta is only coming to be memayit b'charu ma'iser b'amum. According to Shmuel, it's coming to be memayit even kishahu. Moving back to the Braisa. The Braisa said, Truma is your kavu. So again, hayuba kachim. Kachim is beach, yamusu. Kachim betakabayis, yipadu. Truma is your kavu. What happens if you have truma? You have to let it rot. So there's truma, right? One of the members of the city had truma. The halach is, you let it rot. You're not going to burn it. You're also not off the hook. So what you do is, you just let it go bad. This is talking about where the Yisrael had the Truma. Meaning, we're talking about the Yisrael, who was Mafresh Truma, but he didn't have an opportunity yet to be Mekayim, the Mitzvahs Nesina, to give it to a Kohen. So then the Halach is, that Truma is your cover. But let's say you gave it already to the Kohen, give it to Mamaynehu. Being that it belongs to him, Tisarif, the Halach is, it's going to require Sreifa. So this is Rav Chizda's greatest Halach in this part of the Braisa. And that is the only time the Halach is your kavu is if it's Biyad Yisrael. The minute it goes to the Kohen, if it's in the Rishus of the Kohen, then for sure the Kohen can do whatever he wants with it. And it's for that reason now that the Kohen is a member of the Irani Dachas, so therefore the Halach is going to be Tisarif. Now the way Rashi explains why if it's Biyad Yisrael, the Halach is going to be your Kavu, is because really, if the Truma is Biyad Yisrael, we don't look at it as if the Yisrael owns it 100%. Right? It's Mamun Hashevet. He has no choice, he has to give it to the Kohen. Now which Kohen's are going to give it to? So you can give it to Kayanim from his city, Irani Dachas. You could also give it to Kayanim that are out of state. To the extent that he would be giving it to the Kohen in the city. Like if we knew for sure that's what he was going to do. And Yeh Breiro, let's say, right? Let's get fancy. Okay, so then you would say that there's a Maloini Gabach. It's Meshach Shaichi to the city. But you don't know that. You could always give it to somebody from another city. So being that he could give it to somebody from another city, we can't see it as Trumas Irani Dachas. But being that he may be giving it to a member of his city, it is Trumas Irani Dachas. So to be off the hook, you can't. To go ahead and burn it, you also can't, right? Because to the extent that it's not shayach to the city, it's truma. You can't just go ahead and burn truma. So you're shtickle stuck over here. Meaning, Rav Chizda is saying that if you knew for sure, right, you have to get this clear, if you knew for sure that it was going to the kohen in the city, then we would burn it. And even though it's truma, you're not supposed to burn truma. Yeah, but there's a difference. It's a pasuk in the Torah, you have to go ahead and burn it. But we don't know that for sure. So it's for that reason you end up with your kavu. But as it relates to the kohen alein, the kohen, it's for sure Mamayne. There's no other. There's no Mamayne Gabach anymore. Right? It is. So once it is, for sure you're going to burn it. You're burning Truma. Who cares? Rav Chizda doesn't have a problem with that. I mean, we all care, but this is an unfortunate situation. We're fighting a war, right? This is what it is, a civil war. And we have no choice. We have to go ahead and we have to burn it. Also, Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has to fire Kasha Rav Chizda. The Braisa said, Maisa Sheini, the Kisvei HaKodesh Yigonzu. Maisa Sheini and Kisvei HaKodesh, if they were in the Irani Dachas, so they require Nis. Now, for Maisa Sheini Biyad Yisrael, Kachuma Biyad Koyin Dami, what's the Maisa Sheni is unique because it's one of the tithes. But the halacha is that the owner of the Maisa Sheni actually didn't give the Maisa Sheni to anybody. He kept it for himself, right? Now there was a din, you had to eat in Yerushalayim or else. We're going to see a whole sugi about Maisa Sheni coming up in a minute. But the point is that Maisa Sheni for sure is 100% in the possession of the person that has it. And still the halacha was yigonzu. Now, Zok Rabbi Yosef Kishmak, Maisa Sheni Biyad Yisrael, right, in the Dubna Magid's Mashal, is Kitruma Biyad Koyin, Dami. It's like Truma Biyad Koyin. Meaning, Truma Biyad Koyin has Kedusha, but the Koyin owns it 100%. Maisa Sheni Biyad Yisrael has Kedusha, but the Yisrael owns it 100%. Vintani yigonzu. And what does the Brisa say regarding Maisa Sheni? You have to do Geniza. Why don't you burn it? The Torah says, because Maisa Sheni. it says in the Torah, Sreif, it's Maisa Sheni. I mean, I get it both Sodom, right? It's Maisa Sheni. But what do you see from here? That you have to be sensitive to the Kedushas Maisa Sheni, even if you're 100% Bailo. So, the Chayyot should be at Kohen, should be the same. I can tell you, should be at Kohen, just go ahead and burn, it's not so plush. So the Gemara said, Eli Yitma, Hachi Yitma. You have to say, Rav Chizda's Drosha was a little bit different, right? So, usually, Rav Yosef would say something like this, and the Ilam would have a problem with Rav Yosef, and we would say, Eli Yitma, Hachi Yitma. But here it's Rav Yosef is the one that was the catalyst, and he's calling out a pshat of Rav Chizda, and the Gemara says, you have to say, Rav Chizda really meant to say like this. That this that was a my truma that Lachiz Yerkov was talking about was Biad Koyin. Being that it's Biad Koyin, it belongs to him 100%. So it's considered part of the Irani Dachas. You can't go ahead and burn it because of the Kedushas HaTruma. So it's for that reason. What are you going to do? Yerkov. But if it's Truma Biad Yisrael, Tinos and Lekoyin Shadir Acheres. There we say that it doesn't belong to this Yisrael because it's Momen Abaylam and Momen HaShevet. And Mehechatesi, he ever meant to give it to a Kohen in this city. Just go ahead, Lechatchila, give it to a Kohen in another city. And like this, you're not going to have a problem. Now the truth is, right, this Shakla Batari, this tension in this last Gemara, Mitzad Echad is a pasuk in the Torah that says, go ahead and burn. Mitzad Sheni, this Kedushas Maisa Sheni, this Kedushas Truma. And really, even the whole Amud, where you have kachim, and whether it's kachim mizbeach, kachim betakabayis, even kisvei hakodesh, right? On the one hand, there's a mitzvah sreifa. On the other hand, you're dealing with kedusha. And it sounds like there's like two tzadim ashtikal in the sukkah, right? I mean, you have to go through it like a mensch and go through it a little bit more carefully. But the bottom line is, it sounds for sure like in the Gemara, even, you can hear it this way, you can hear it that way. And really, what we would need to do if we were going to learn through this properly is roll our sleeves up a little bit and try to figure out. You know, on the one hand, there's a mitzvah essay in the Torah, right? L'chayra, destroying the shalol of the Irani Dachas, the Torah says, is a mitzvah. Sounds like it, right? Hakrei, man of the psukim in front of me, but it sounds like it's a mitzvah essay d'iraisa. Now, there's certain azaros and isurim that are related to sreifas kachim and sreifas truma and kisvei hakodesh, etc. So l'chayra, you'd have to pull out the asei d'ichalois, asei calculator, and you'd have to figure out how this plays itself out. Now, the good news is that G'dayli Achraim already did this, I'm mechaschinuch, and there's other Maramakoimis where all the G'dayli Yisrael already had fun with this, right? You could see how the Michas Chinuch would be mefalful in an Indian like this. But the bottom line is, you have to hold Cheshma with the Essays and the Lois Essays and the Be'idnes and Alagit Zachin. But the bottom line is, we're going to go right. Either way, so we just mentioned Meiser Sheni, right? Meiser Sheni was in the Braisa as being one of the things that if there's Meiser Sheni in the Irani Dachas, what's the Halacha Yigonzu? So the Gemara now is going to bring a Tanan Hassam, which is really a Tanya Hassam, it's really a Braisa, it's not a Mishnah, which talks a little bit about Maisa Sheni. So we're going to do a little bit of a digression now. This is not a Perikheluk Digga digression, we're not talking about Menashe, we're going to be talking about Maisa Sheni, loop it back into our Sugya. We're going to have a little bit more about Irani Nidachas, and then, as you would expect, Perikheluk is going to end with a very quick, short Amid of Agadat to Gemara. But first, another Gemara that we have to plug away a little bit. Tanya, awesome. Isa shall Maisa Sheni, Ptur Menachala. Isa shall Maisa Sheni is Pata Menachala Divir Amir. So Amir says if somebody has dough, and this dough is Maisa Sheni, and he wants to make a challah, so the halach is he's Potter from Hafrosh Aschav. Chom mechayvim, chom say you're going to be chayv. Now, Posh Pshan Rameir is, because he holds Maisa Sheni, is on some level hektish. We'll see in a minute on what level. And it says in the Torah regarding Hafrosh Aschav, Reishas Arisoy Seichem, which is mashman, has to be lochem, it has to be yours, and it's not considered lochem. Chom mechayvim, chom say no, just because it's Maisa Sheni doesn't mean it's not Reishas Arisoy Seichem. Amr Rav Chizda. So Rav Chizda said, Machloikis b'Maisa Sheni b'Yerushalayim. The Machloikis Ramei the Chacham was regarding Maisa Sheni when it's already in Yerushalayim. The Ramei of Ramei holds Maisa Sheni Mamun Gavoyu. That Maisa Sheni even in Yerushalayim, emphasis on even in Yerushalayim is Mamun Gavoyu. Rabbanon Savri Mamun Hedid. Rabbanon hold in Yerushalayim is Mamun Hedid. Aval b'Gvulim, but if it was outside of Yerushalayim, Divrei HaKol Potter, everyone would hold your Potter from Chala, and the reason is because everybody holds that Maisa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim is Mamun Gavoyu. So it's a little counterintuitive. Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim, that's the Machloik Yishnu, that's Machloik Yishnu, Mein D'Chacham. Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim, everybody holds, is going to be considered Mamun Gavoyu. And the difference is, because in Yerushalayim you can eat the Maisa Sheni. Being that you can eat it, so it's a little bit more yours, as opposed to outside Yerushalayim where you can only be poided, but you can't eat it. And being that you can't eat it, they're not. So said Rav Chisda that this machloikis, whether Isa Shemai Sashen is Patur Chala or not, obviously is a machloikis in what? It's a machloikis in whether we view the Isa Shemai Sashen as being Mamun Baila or Mamun Gavaya. That machloikis could only be in Yerushalayim and HaKadosh, because outside Yerushalayim is not machloikis. Everybody's going to hold that it's Mamun Gavaya. And over there, everybody's going to hold that it's Patur Min HaMaisa. So again, it's Rav Chisda and Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked the Kasha, Maisa Sheni V'Kisvei HaKadosh Yigonzu. So we had an our Braisa that Maisa Sheni and Kisvei HaKadosh Yigonzu. But Maya Skinner, what's the case? Obviously, we're referring to Maisa Sheni. What's the case of Maisa Sheni that was in an Ir HaNidachas where the halach is Yigonzu, right? It's Ton Geniza. And just to make this point clear, Ton Geniza means it's subject to Ir HaNidachas, but the mice can't burn it. And as a result, you need this Geniza. What's the case? Ilam of Yerushalayim is the case talking about where the Ir HaNidachas was in Yerushalayim. In fact, when we have Ir HaNidachas, could there be Ir HaNidachas in Yerushalayim? But we limited the sorry, from number of Yerushalayim. There are 10 things that were said about Yerushalayim. Vizu Achas Me'am, and this is one of them. What is that? Ein Nasis Ir HaNidachas. So for sure, it can't be that this is taking place in Yerushalayim. We'll get to where Yerushalayim is going to play itself out. The Elabir Acheres. Maybe it's talking about where the city, the Ir HaNidachas, was not Yerushalayim. However, Va'asku Legava. But right now, the Maisa Sheni is Bechefza in Yerushalayim. Says, that can't be either. You know why that can't be either? Because Hakaltua Mechitzas. Because once the Maisa Sheni enters Yerushalayim, you can't take the Maisa Sheni out. There's a din that the Mechitzas of Yerushalayim are koilei, and once Maisa Sheni is there, you can never bring it out. Meaning, Maisa Sheni doesn't have to be brought immediately to Yerushalayim. If you want to eat it, you have to take it to Yerushalayim. You can always be poided out of Yerushalayim and bring. But once the Maisa Sheni enters the airspace of Yerushalayim, Kaltua Mechitzas, at that point, it's already too late. You can't take it out. What's the point? The point is that it can't be that the Braitza that says that Maisa Sheni Yigonzu is where it was from outside Yerushalayim, brought into Yerushalayim. And the reason is because when we burn the shalal of the Ir HaNidachas, where do we burn it? In the Rechov HaIr, in the city of the Ir HaNidachas itself. Being that it was called Tum Mechitzas, you can't pull it out. If you can't pull it out, now it's exempt from the law of Sreifas Ir HaNidachas. And Rashi explains with alumnus. The reason is because we saw that the only time the din is that you burn something that's outside the city, with the city, is when it's nikbotzen, right? It has to be within a day's travel. But if you can't bring it at all, then obviously it's worse than being a day's travel. So the bottom line is, it can't be that's the case. Elala begvulin. It has to be that we're talking about where the Maisa Sheni was begvulin, and it was in a Ir HaNidachas. Viktania, what's the halacha? Yigonzo. What's the kasha? Why is it Yigonzo? If you tell me that everybody holds Maisa Sheni outside Yerushalayim, the halacha is hektish. Well, if it's hektish, then it's shlala, v'loi kachay shamayim. Then we were maimed already. If we were maimed already, so the lechayr, it shouldn't be yigonzu. It should be off the hook, right? There should be no issues. Lechayra, that should be the halacha. Why yigonzu? Why do you have to do it? Even kachim had a kabayis, the halacha was yipadu, right? Kachim is beyach. So why you gone to? Why are we getting no value out of this? I don't know what the problem is, right? You for sure should be able to be paid there. I mean, Kachim Betakabaisa can be paid there. Why shouldn't you be able to be paid to this? L'chayra, it should be exempt. Elamai what? You have to say, there's no such business that Maisa Sheni, Chutz Yerushalayim, Kuli Amaloi Pligi, that everybody in the world holds, is Mamanet. Meaning, the Chachamim that hold that the halacha is that Isa Shemaisa Sheni is Chayiv and Chala, because it is a Risa Seicha, probably hold it not only in Yerushalayim, they hold it outside of Yerushalayim, and this Braisa Hamani is going, Galibi the Chachamim, but this is the Gemara's Graysa Kasha, right? The Geshmaka Kasha. Again, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is that Rav Chisda said a Chiddush that this Machalik's remain the Chama that we seem to have, which is whether or not Maisa Sheni is considered Mamun Gavaya or it's considered Mamun Bailim. Said Rav Chisda, that's only true in Yerushalayim, but that's Yerushalayim, everybody holds that it's Mamun Gavaya. Right, the Gemara had is a Shtim with the Braisa that says Maisa Sheni of Ir HaNidachas is Yigonzu. The kasha is l'chayre, the Maisa Sheni belongs to Hekdesh, and if it belongs to Hekdesh, then it shouldn't be Yigonzu. If it belongs to Hekdesh, then l'chayre, it should be exempt, and there should be no issues at all. And what are you going to tell me? It's talking about maybe when it was in Yerushalayim, it can't be Ir HaNidachas Yerushalayim. You're going to tell me, okay, maybe the ear was in Yerushalayim, but later we brought it into Yerushalayim. Well, if that's the case, you can't pull it out. Now it's already not tikboitz, and as a result, this anyway is going to be excluded. The only way to learn it is where it, the city was out of Yerushalayim, and it's still out of Yerushalayim. If that's the case, then you see it's subject to the laws of Ir Nidachas, so you say Meris, it's not really Hekdash, but the Gemara says Loi. Loi Lom, the Ir Acheris. They are school the Gavah. Loi was talking about where the Ir Nidachas was outside Yerushalayim, right? There's no Ir Nidachas in Yerushalayim, so that's sort of a non-star. And what happened was it was brought into Yerushalayim. Because if it wasn't brought into Yerushalayim, it would be exempt 100%, because really, Meis Sheni outside Yerushalayim is 100% Hekdash. It was brought into Yerushalayim. What's the kasha? If it's brought into Yerushalayim, then why is it Yigonzu? It's Kaltur Mechitzes. It's exempt from Sreifas Ir Nidachas. You should be able to just go ahead and eat it inside Yerushalayim. Like, why are we even having this conversation? Says the Gemara, Bachamai Eskinon, you want to know why the Loch is Yigonzu? Shenitma. Let's talk about where it became Tameh. Oh, it became Tameh. You're not allowed to eat Meis Sheni. That's Tameh. So if you can't eat Meis Sheni, that's Tameh. That's why it's going to be a problem. Now, the Gemara is going to have a little bit of a shock to the Torah. At the end, the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question, that if it's Tameh, it has nothing to do with Ir Nidachas. I mean, it's not a din in Ir Nidachas that Meis Sheni is Yigonzu. The halach is other, it's exempt Gamri, or you can do whatever you want, depending on whether it's Yerushalayim or it's not Yerushalayim. The only reason it's Yigonzu is because Punkt it's Tameh. So why are you telling me halach of Punkt Tameh when we're Punkt discussing the sugi of Ir Nidachas? It has absolutely zero avon. It's good kasha. The Gemara is going to ask the kasha. But first, we're going to go through this. So the Gemara says, Halcha b'maya skin, and it's talking about Shendit. Afraid the Gemara, Nitma v'lifrake. And why not just be poited? The Amar Rabbi Loza, didn't Rabbi Loza say, Minayi l'maya s'cheni shenitma. Shepoidin oi s'afil of Yerushalayim. Meaning, Pasha, the answer would be, the reason you can't be poited to this is because once in Yerushalayim, you can't be poited to maya s'cheni. Right? Maya s'cheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, and it can only be redeemed outside Yerushalayim. But the Gemara's kasha is that if it's tummy, you actually could be poited. And the reason is because maya s'cheni shenitma is poited oi s'afil of Yerushalayim. And now you know the Talmud, it says in the Torah, loy suchal se'esoy, ve'ain't se'es ala achilo, se'es means achilo. How do you know that? Shenema, the pasuk says, vayiso masois me'es panav. Now, the pasuk that says, loy suchal se'esoy is, v'chiyir b'mimcha derech, ki loy suchal se'esoy. And that pasuk sets up the halach of pidyon. And we learn from it, there's two times it can be poyta. Number one, ki yirchak b'mimcha derech, right? If it's b'derech r'choyka, right? If it's a derech rechayka, you're far away, meaning you're outside Yerushalayim, you can be paido. Or if it's like suchal se'esa, you can't eat it. You can't eat it because it's tummy. Then even if it's not the derech rechayka, even if it's in Yerushalayim, even then you're allowed to be paido. But the Gemara's kash is, if it's talking about that it's tummy, why can't you be paido? So the Gemara says, hachamaya skina below kuach. It's talking about where you were already paided. And being that you were already paided, meaning you appointed the original Meis Hasheni with money, and now you took the money and you bought food with it, and then the food became tummy. And the Gemara, the second, is assuming that although you could be poida maisa sheni shenitma, but once it's lakuach, once it's already like klishlishi, now it's too late. But the Gemara says, no, but ifrake, even then you could be poida the tanan, because we learned in Mishnah, halakuach bekesef maisa shenitma, yipada atz mafurish, right? If you bought something with kesef maisa, and that something became tameh, you paid it. The halacha is, you could be. That's just kid, Rabbi Yehuda. Dame, you covered. Not everyone holds it could be paid it. There is a sheet that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you covered. But here the Gemara asks the question. I hear it's all very nice. Fine and vile. So you're telling me that really my Sasheni Shalir Nidachas is never going to be Yigonzu. Why Yigonzu? Right? If it's still in the city, which obviously is outside Yerushalayim, then you're off the hook, because Rav Chisda holds that everybody holds Sayyid Mei, Sayyid Chachamim, that really belongs to Goya, belongs to Gavaya, so for sure not Yigonzu. So if anything, you padu, but even that, Mechatesim, right? You should be off the hook. And if it's in Yerushalayim, also you're off the hook, because it's called Tu'a Mechitzes. The reason it said Yigonzu is because Hocha B'mayo Skinon, where it was in Yerushalayim, and it became Tameh, and Alibid Rabbi Yehuda, he can't be pointed, a mice and a half, what does it have to do with Ir Nidachas? So the Gemara says, you're right. Elul Oilam Batar, this Akimta really is very, very Dachok, Ukigoyin the Nafal Mechitza. It's talking about where it went into Yerushalayim. And it was called two mechitzas. But what happened after that was the mechitzas came down. Okay, the Rava, something Rava said. Oh my Rava, Rava said, mechitza lecha de'orai. So, look like the Rabbanan. The fact that you have to be in Yerushalayim to eat Meis Hasheni is a din d'oraisa. The mechitza is lecha, is a din d'oraisa. Oh, but liklait, the din of kaltu mechitzas is only a din d'rabbanan. He goes rabbanan. This that the rabbanan were goyzer, kaltu mechitzas, that's ki isnu mechitzas, when the mechitzas are standing. Oh, but ki lesu mechitzas lebe, the mechitzas are not standing. In that instance, it's not going to be an issue. So la'olam, it's talking about where it was already in Yerushalayim. Because it was in Yerushalayim, so it's not outside Yerushalayim. Meaning, if it was outside Yerushalayim, it would be kachim, alibet the kuliyama. I mean that it's kachim alibet the kuliyama. Alma. So it's for that reason, it wouldn't be subject to anything. So you have no choice, you have to tell me it's in Yerushalayim. The kasha was, if it's in Yerushalayim, then there's a problem, or else the kaltu mechitzas. It says mechitzas fell. I mean that the mechitzas fell, so now there's no issue of kaltu mechitzas. It's in Yerushalayim. I mean that it's in Yerushalayim, it's already considered not mamon hektish, it's mamon abaylam. Being that it's mamon abaylam, it's technically subject to these halachas. It's subject to these halachas. You don't have the problem of tikbites because there's no kaltu mechitzas because the mechitzas came back. Right? The kash was malav shach. If it's in Yerush, if it's outside Yerushalayim, it belongs to hektish. And if it's inside Yerushalayim, you have kaltu mechitzas. So either way, you're not subject to the laws of Yerani Dachas. The Gemara came up with an eitzah. It's in Yerushalayim, so it's not outside Yerushalayim, and there's no mechitzas. Thus, there's no problem kaltu mechitzas. That's where it's going to be. No, okay. Finally, kisvi hakodesh yigon. So the Braisa said that if you have kisvi hakodesh, the halachas requires genesis. Talk to my assistant like Rabbi Eliezer. This mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Time to learn to the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Kol ishi yesh ba'afilu mezuzah achas eino nasas ir nidachas." Any city in ir nidachas that doesn't have, that has even one mezuzah can never become ir nidachas. Remember the pasuk says, "V'sarafta ba'ishe so ir that's kol shlala kolo." And if there's a mezuzah, you can't burn it. Right, this mamish brings us into what we mentioned earlier, the achrenim talk about. Right, and being that you can't be mekayim, the kol, you can't be mekayim, the shleimus, so then you don't already do anything at all. And like this, you're going to not even have an ir nidachas, says the Gemara, the Braisa that said kisvei hakodesh yigonz, who's obviously not like Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that avifel you can't do sreifa on the kisvei hakodesh, then it won't be an ir nidachas. Bechlal, obviously that's not like this Braisa. Braisa says no, take all the kisvei hakodesh, including the mezuzahs, right, everything, and do a genisa, and then afterwards burn whatever's left, which is like Rabbi Eliezer. By the way, if this Rabbi Eliezer sounds familiar, it's because we had Rabbi Eliezer in Perik Ben Seiru Meir. Rabbi Eliezer is the impetus for the idea of ir nidachas lo haya v'lo yiyeh, right? That ir nidachas can never happen. Tzayru meira, ir nidachas, right? Why the ir nidachas? So the Gemara said, it's going a little bit to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that even if there's one mezuzah, can't be ir nidachas, you're going to have a Jewish city that doesn't have one mezuzah, and shudah hazam metzias, the Gemara said. And it's for that reason, this idea, this notion that we have, that ir nidachas never was, never will be, this is all darish v'kibel schar, this is the Rabbi Eliezer that we just mentioned here. Rav Shimon Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'chulu. And really, we need the V'chulu. The V'chulu takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph on the base, where the Gemara brought a machloikis, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. We spoke about this machloikis. We even spoke out of Meshach Chachma on this machloikis, where Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that it says in the Torah, V'hoysa Tel Oilam, right, that's the Pasuk. And then it says, with regards to this city, lo yibane oil, right? So after the Irani Dachas was destroyed, v'hisatel oilam, it's going to be like a hump forever, lo yibane oil, you never let it rebuild it. Said Rabbi Yosei Aglili, that what does it mean? It has to be a tel oilam. What does it mean? You can never rebuild it. It means you can't even make it into Ginoi Supardesim, right? You can't even make gardens out of it. Rabbi Akiva said, no, lo yibane oil means the k'moisha hoisa ino nivnes. Avon nivnesi Ginoi Supardesim. If you want to make Ginoi Supardesim, you want to make those things, that already is going to be okay. So the Gemara now is going to have a few lines trying to figure out what exactly is the svaras of machloikis. Maybe the machloikis, basically Rabbi Akiva, is a machloikis with regards to something Rabbi Abin said in the name Rabbi Lot. Anytime you find a klal uprat, right? So we know this is from the easiest of the shloish esrei midas sha'atayin u'drashas spam. That is klal uprat. Right, that's what you do in a klal uprat. But stating that, Rabbi Abin said in the name Rabbi Lot, that if you have a klal, which is an esser, and you have a prat which is a loy sasa, ain't done a noise of a klal of prat. It's not considered a klal of prat. Time is the Gemara. L'chare, that's what's going on over here. Because you have a klal. The klal is v'hoisatel oilam, which sounds like can't do anything with it. But then it says loy sibanoi, just don't rebuild the city. So it sounds like you want to make ganus of pradesim, it's going to be fine. So l'chare, the machloikis is, do I have here a klal of prat or do I not have a klal of prat? If I have a klal of prat, then loy sibanoi is mefarish v'hoisatel oilam. So if that's the case, if you want to make ganus of pradesh, like Rabbi Kiva said, it's going to be okay. If it's not a klal uprat, then loisi bana oid can be mash, whatever it's mash. But at the end of the day, v'hoisatel oilam tells me you can't do anything with it. So the Gemara says, at first glance, wouldn't you say the mar islay the rabbin? The mar islay the Gemara says, like the kuliyam islay the rabbin. Everyone is islay the rabbin. And by the way, some rishonim have the girsa the kuliyam less lahu the rabbin, which might be even a simpler girsa. But either way, Rashi's girsa is the kuliyam islay the rabbin. It could be everybody holds the rabbin, and the machlok over here is a completely different machloek. It's v'alka v'alka miflagi mar savar oid l'gamrei mashma u mar savar oid l'kema shehoisa. Eino nivnes avanasis hi ganasu paradesa. Meaning, you want to know in the world of klal uprat, everybody holds to that klal uprat. The shaila is something else. The shaila is the word oi. This way Rashi explains it. Both Tanam felt was for sure being megala on the klal. Meaning, not b'teiris klal uprat. This has nothing to do with Yud Gemu Midah Shatayr in the Drash Hispan. There's a drasha here. Right? Klal uprat means when I tell you something ba'ifim klali, and then I tell you something ba'ifim prati. So there's a midah, it's a general midah that could be applied hundreds of times across the Torah, right? Here's something else. That's not the sugya here. In the world of klal uprat, there's no klal uprat there. But there's a word oid. And oid was nitin ledrasha. And the shayla was vos darshan min from the word oid. Rabbi Akiva said oid means l'kamay shahoysa, right? See the Meshech Chachma that we spoke of yesterday. That's what oid is coming to tell me. Whereas Rabbi Yosef Aglili learned that oid, Rashi says, is miloshin vo'ed, forever. So the hoysetel oilam vo'ed, forever. Or is it the hoysetel oilam oid? It has nothing to do with the klal uprat. Again, if you take a look at the Ran, Chadush Ran, he brings the other gersa that everyone really holds not like Rababin. Maybe the Gemara flows a drop easier. But either way, Pashup Shad, this way Rashi explains it. Either way, the Gemara now is going to do what it's done for the last 3 weeks, and that is pivot into some classic Agada. Beis Hashem will do this at 1.5 times speed. Zok Tehele Gemara. So this is Mamish, the home stretch, Sheba home stretches of Mesechtes Sanhedrin, ready holding by the last Amid of a Mesechta that's Rechavim Mineyam. We're holding on the last Amid of a Perek, Mamish a Perek that talks all about Olam Haba, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Olam Haba, so Poshet, Be'emo, Be'ira, Beresis Ubezeya, Zok, the last Amid Gemara, Daf Pei Tes notwithstanding. The last Amid Gemara here in Mesechta Sanhedrin. Zok the Gemara Abraiso, Tanu Rabbanon, how about Ilonis Tlushin? What would be if there were Ilonis that were cut off? Asurim, Dalach is their Asabano, meaning they're included in the din of Ir Nidachas. Nichubarim, if the trees were attached to the ground, mutarim. Shalirach eres. As it relates, however, to a different city, what's that different city? We'll see in a second. But as it relates to a different city, bein tlushin, bein mechubarim, that it doesn't matter if the trees with tlushin or mechubarim, aser. Either way, it's going to be aser. My irach eres, what's that other city? Am rafchiz de Yerichai. It's the city of Yerichai. Dechziv, it says, v'hoysoha ir cherem l'ashem, that Yerichai was a city that, of course, came down at the times of Shulbanu when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. And there too, there was an azara, they never let her rebuild this city. And there, the city was off limits, and the trees, Ben Tlushim, Ben Mechubarim, were going to be awesome. So as it relates to an Ereni Dachas, Tlushim, Asurim, Mechubarim, Mutar, but as it relates to Irach Eres, as it relates to the city of Yerichai, Ben Tlushim, Ben Mechubarim, either way, we're going to be awesome. Zok the Gemara, on the topic of Yerichai. So the Pasuk says, Vayaj b'yo Yeshua b'eisa hilema. Yeshua swore. He said, Arur ha'ish, cursed is the man. Lefnei Hashem, before Hashem, Asher Yakum Ubana Seir Azois, Es Yerichai. Any person that's going to rebuild the city of Yerichai shall be cursed. Bibchayra Yastena, he will create the foundation with his firstborn, Ubitzira Yatsav Dalaseha. And he's going to put up the doors, meaning he's going to finish the erection of the city with his youngest child. Meaning, a person that's going to have the chutzpah, the audacity to rebuild Yeshua, rebuild Yerichai, Yeshua been uncursed. And the curse was that when he sets the foundation, he's going to Rachman al son, lose his oldest child. And then when it comes to finishing the city, Ubitzira Yatsev Tulah, that's from the most poetic, but from the most poignant, that scary psukim in Nach, where Yeshua ben says, this is what's going to happen to this person that's going to go ahead, he's going to violate, it's a shvua. Vayaj be Yehoshua, says the Gemara, Tanya. Lo Yerichai al shem Iracheres, lo Iracheres al shem Yerichai. That when Yeshua ben made this shvua, what he was saying was two things. Number one, you can't rebuild the city of Yerichai, even if you want to give it another name. Additionally, you can't build another city and name that other city Yerichai. Dichsev, how do we know that? Because there's a pasuk that says, B'yamav, Bana Chiel, Beis Ha'eli, Es Yerichai. So there was a person whose name was Chiel, and he built Beis Ha'eli, and he called it Yerichai. Ba'aviram B'chayra Yista. He was Miyasid, he built the foundation, and it came at the expense of his B'chayr Aviram. Mamish the klal of Yeshua ben Nun, who beskuv tzeira hitziv laaseh, and he lost his youngest son skuv when he put up the doors. Kedvar Hashem Hashadib b'yad Yeshua ben Nun, exactly what Hakadosh Baruch Hu had said through the mouth of Yeshua ben Nun. That shvua, that's exactly the way it played itself out. So you see from here that even though he didn't rebuild Yerichai, but Asalein, he built Beis Ha'el Yerichai, that enough was for him to be included in this klal. Tanya, Bavir b'chayrei Rosh alayhayloi lomayt, that when he lost his Bechor, Aviram, the Rasha, he was like a little bit of an oinus. You know, maybe he didn't know this. He's like an oimer mutter. But, you know, by the time it was his youngest son, you already should have learned his lesson. What, you're making the mistake again? So the Gemara says, 1 second, why is this Braisa referring to Aviram and Skuv as Rishai? Right? Aviram Bechore Rasha. Right? What did he do wrong? The father's the Rasha. Wasn't in the Kindershuldig. So the Gemara says, Aviram Uskuv Mai Avud. So the Gemara says, Hachikam. This is where you're supposed to read the Braisa. Aviram Bechore Hailai Lomai Laisai Rasha. Meaning he should have known already for Skuv Tzeirai, right? It's the father that's the Rasha. This Rasha should have chapped already by the time it came to, he was a Rasha for what he did. And even if maybe he wasn't supposed to chap when it came to Avir, but by the time he came to Skuv, then already he was a Rasha. Why does the Pasuk have to say Avirim was the Bechor and then Skuv was like the younger child? Obviously, once you know that the older one is the older one, so you know by process of elimination, right? It's easy back of the envelope arithmetic that the younger one is the younger one. Wow. He didn't just lose his older son and he didn't just lose his younger son. He lost children all along this process of building the city. And when we say Skuv Tzeira, we don't mean the younger, we mean the youngest. Because really, he had lost other children in between. So from the Bechor to the youngest and everyone in between, this is what this person had law, says the Gemara. Achav shushbine hafa. Achav was Chiel's friend. Asa'iu, the Elio, the Mishal Bishlama Beitam. And he went to be Menachem Avot. It's a fascinating story. So Achav is friends with this person, Chiel. Again, who's Chiel? Chiel's the one who builds the city, Yerichai, and he loses Aviram, he loses Skov, and Chazal say other children as well. And Achav is a friend of his. He goes to be Menachem Avot, and he went together with Elio. Asa'iu Velio, right? Elio Navi is Elio at that point. This is even before Elio the Malach, right? So Elio, together with Achav, they go to be Menachem Avil. Yosef Ikamar. So as they were there, so Achav turns to Elio and he says, "Dumaki melut Yeshua hachi lot lo yuricha al shem yiracheres lo yiracheres al shem yuricha." Right? So I'm trying to figure out what happened. Right? If Achayutan Alipa, they're at a base level. They're trying to figure out what went on over here. So he says, "Could it be that this is the cloud of Yeshua ben Nun?" But it's a little funny because he didn't rebuild Yericha. Maybe Achav is coming like a London, and he says that maybe Yericha's klala was not just don't rebuild Yericha, but the klala is also don't build another city, Al Shem Yericha. Could that be what it is? See, turns out Elio Anavi, right? Tishbi Yataris Kushias Vibayas. So who better to ask a Shailan learning to than Elio Anavi, right? If you ask me, I'd say Teiko, but you ask Elio Anavi, it's perfect. So he turns to Elio and he says, Elio, tell me, is could that be what Amaleo in? He told him, yeah. Amaleza Achav comes to him with a Rizaga Chutzpah. He tells him, Hashto Laftos the Moshe Loikamagayim. Madach the klala of Moshe Rabbeinu is not being this guy. Which klala the chsiv? It says vasartem vavadet, and we say this in Kriyat Shema. The chsiv that what's going to be if we're going to be oivid avay dezar v'chare af Hashem b'chem v'atzar es hashemay v'lo yematar. Right? Vahu gavra, and Achav says, you know what I'm doing? Vahu gavra, third person. Vahu gavra oikim li avay des kechavim al kol telem v'telem. I have erected avay dezaris on every single telem. Right? Wherever you plow things, there's an avay dezara. V'lo yishavak le mitra le mezel miskat. I'm trying to go. I want to go on a business trip to go check out all my plumbing, and I can't even go. You know why? Because there's so much rain that the rain is getting in the way of what I'm trying to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu's klala of the chara af Hashem b'chem v'atzer es hashemayim v'loyi yamater is certainly not happy. Is laftos of Yeshua talmidei mekayma? Could it be that the klala of Yeshua? So we're sitting at the base level, v'chayit and aliboy, and in a real ernst moment, Achav turns to him and says, "Tell me, you think this is Yeshua Menun's klala? I mean, the reason I don't think so because it's not mamish what the klala was." Maybe alumnus, maybe the klala was lo ir al shem yiricha v'lo yiricha al shem yiracheres. He says, yeah, that's what's going on. And all of a sudden, he pivots into this incredible, just hefkeres of b'li oil. And he says, how could it be? He says, madach the Rebbe. Moshe Rabbeinu's klalas are not playing themselves out. And I'm the biggest raya. Because think of all the klalas that are supposed to come along with someone that doesn't do what he's supposed to do. Someone that's Ovid Avodah Zarah. And he says, I have Avodah Zarah in every talem, and there's so much rain that I can't even go check. Every time I want to go up north to see what's going on over here, there's rain in the forecast. I can't get. So how's it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu's klala nit up in the Talmud Yeshua Menun's? Yeah. So the pastor says, Miyad. He said, I swear in the name of God, you see there's never going to be rain unless I decide that there should be rain. Now, Elio Navi has the ability to determine whether there's going to be rain or there's not going to be rain. Right, Ezli El Navi, he's not the Baal Bas on rain. So the Gemara says the rest of the story. But Yirachmi El Navi went and he davened. V'havulei Aklida Demitra. And they gave him the Mafteach of Gishonim. They gave him the key to rain. V'kam, and he got up. V'azal, and he left. The Pasuk says, V'hidvar Hashem Elov Lemer. Leich Mizeh Ufanisa. Leich Kedba V'nestart V'nachal Chris. So as soon as he walks out of Achav, all of a sudden, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and he says, "Yo, I hear, but it's dangerous now because I'm telling you, this is not safe. You have to go ahead and hide." He's going to hide. How's he going to have food? So the Irvin, the ravens would come and they would bring him lechem, ubasa, babayker, and that's how we have pridim amihecha. Where did the food come from? Amar Rabbi Yudah Marav, mi beit habchi da Achav. It literally came from the kitchen of Achav. The pasuk says, "Vayhimi keitziyamim, vayivashan Achav, ki loy hoye geshem ba'aretz." Eliyahu Navi said it's not going to rain. He had the Mafteach Shel Tshamim, and he wasn't opening up those Sha'arim just yet, the Oitzris of rain, and it became a hunger to the point, Vayivash HaNachal, Ki Lo Hayah Yigashim Ba'atz, Kim L'Chazad Dikitzar Ba'almo, as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there was so much pain in the world, that's how Rashi teaches, Kim L'Chazad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu also saw that Eliyahu Navi was not ready yet to give Achav back the rain. He wasn't ready to open up the door. So what happened, Ksiv, and this is also a Pirish, we're not learning Navi now, but this is a Pirish on the Smichas of all the Psukim that are going on over there in Sefer Melachim. So it says right after, "Vayidvar Hashem Elov Leimer, Kum Leich Tzarfasa." Go to the Tzarfasa. "V'ksiv Ayiach Advar Meilo, Chala Beno Isha Balas Habayis." Right. So we know Eliyahu Navi goes into this Isha Tzarfasis, and she has a son, and the son gets sick, and the son dies. And Eliyahu Navi had a tremendous hakaras hatoiv to the matzav there, so he wanted to bring her back to life. But what's he supposed to do? So Boi Rachmi Hidavin Lemeitan Leaklid Tchias Amesim. So he told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Could you give me the Mafteach Shel Tchias Amesim? So I could bring the son of this Isha back to life." Amri Leisa, they told him, "Sholish Mafteches Liyim Shliach." There are three Mafteches that really a Shliach is not supposed to get. Shal Chaya, childbirth, right? Vishal Gshomim is Parnasa, that's rain. Vishal Tchias HaMesim. If I'm going to give you now the Mafteach Shal Tchias HaMesim, after you already have the Mafteach Shal Gshomim, Yoimru, people are going to say, "Shnayim B'yad Talmud, V'achas B'yad Arab." It can't be, you can't have two out of the three. I see, huh? The Shokol Hai. He said, "If you want, I'll give you the Mafteach Shel Tchias HaMesim, but you have to give me back the Mafteach Shel Gshomim." Eliyahu Navi agreed to the deal, and I, the Chsiv Leich, Hari El Acha, the Etna Matar, Chash Baruch Hu says, now ready, I'm the Etna, right? I'm the one that's going to bring rain, because the Mafteach Shel Gshomim ended up going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the smichos between this, really all three of these stories. You have the story of Chiel, who loses his two sons because of Yerichai. And then you have the story of Achav and the hunger, and Eliyahu Navi is hiding. And then you have the story of the Isha Hatzarfas. And then you have all of a sudden it starts raining again. You want to know the connection between these three stories? It's this Gemara that we just saw. It says the Gemara, "Darish Ahu Glila Kemeder Rav Chizda." There was a Glila, a Galilean Baldarshan, who was once in the presence of Rav Chizda. Right, the Galil is in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Rav Chizda is in Bavel. So this Galila, who was a big Baldarshan, who's mentioned in a lot of places in Shas, by the way. So he comes to Rav Chizda and he says, "Mashad El Yol, the Ma'ad Avadayim, I'll explain to you the Ma'is El Yol Navi when I'm Mashal. The Gavri, the Tarke, the Gali, the Avdei, the Miftachay." There was a person, he closed the storage house and then he lost the key. He couldn't open it up. Mi El Yol Navi, at Famach the Tir, but he never opened it. Darish Rav Yoisi bit Tzipayri. Rav Yoisi once darshened in Tzipayri. He said, "Abba El Yol, Captain Hava." He said, "Abba El Yol, Captain," actually. Period. He was a captain. Abelio was a captain. Elio Anavi was, right? So the Gemara says, and we did see he was a captain. He was a captain because he got so angry at Achav, right? Because Achav went ahead and he said something, and it wasn't Geshmak what Achav said, but Chai Hashem, and he takes the Mafteach Shel Gshomim, and Imamish, he doesn't even want to open it anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to make Tachtpulois to try to make it work. So you see that Eliyahu Navi was a captain. So the Gemara says, "Have a regular Mesi Gabe," that Eliyahu Navi used to be Shchich by Rabbi Yossi. But once Rabbi Yossi said this, "Ichse Minei Tlase Yoim Yav Leyasa," for 3 days he didn't show up. Kiyasa, when he finally came, Amalei, he told him, "I Leyasi Mar." He said, "Where were you for the last 3 days?" Amalei, "Captain Karusli." He said, "What do you mean? You called me a captain?" Amalei told him, "How to come on? To call Captain Ma." I said, "I was right." He said, "I called you captain, and all of a sudden you don't show up for 3 days." So this is again a Gemara that's Ene Yoyme Eler Darsheni. But either way, talk to Gemara. Last Gemara here, Masechta Sanhedrin. "V'lo Yidbak Biyotcham U'me Menacherim Kolzman Chirushon Ba'Olam Charei Naf Ba'Olam V'Chulu." So the pasuk says at the end of the parasha, Ir Nidachas, that you're not allowed to cleave, right? You're not allowed to have any connection. You can't have any anah from the cherim. Leman, Yoshev Hashem mecherei napoi, v'nosel l'charachem v'richamcha v'herbecha kashenish v'lavisecha. That if you're going to make sure you're going to observe this law, and you're not going to have any anah from the cherim like this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're okay, like this, there won't be a charei naf. And we see from here, says the Gemara, that calls man she rishon ba'olam charei nafoy. So the Gemara says, man rishon, what kind of rishon? I'm Rabbi Yosef Ganavi. Right? Even a ganav, that's also considered a rasha. Why? Because what's going to prevent the charei naf? Just not being nene from the cherim. Being nene from the cherim is like a form of geneva, right? It's off limits, you're not allowed to touch it. So b'stashtik al ganav. So you see, even that, even kigoyin ganavi, that's enough that already there shouldn't be a charei naf. Tanu Rabbanan, Rosh Bala Oilam, charei naf Bala Oilam. When a Rosh comes to the world, he brings charei naf with him. Shema, the pasuk says, Bevoi Rosh Bo Gam Buz, Ve'im Koloin Cherpa. Right? So when the Rosh comes, Buz comes, Cherpa comes, right? Bad things come. Rosh Avim in Oilam, Toivu Bala Oilam. When the Rosh gets lost from the world, Toivu comes to the world. Shema, the pasuk says, Bevoi Rosham Rina. Right? When the Rosh gets lost, Rina, it's a reason to rejoice. Tzadik Niftim in Oilam. When a Tzadik leaves this world, Ra Bala Oilam, it brings Ra to the world. Shema, the pasuk says, Had Tzadik Avad, the tzaddik was lost. The ain ish samalev. The anche chesed nesafin. The ain maven ki mipnei hara nesav tzaddik. The way Rashi explains the pasuk is that sometimes the tzaddik dies, and the reason the tzaddik dies is because ra is supposed to come to the world, and the Eibush doesn't want that those tzaddikim should have to witness all that bad that's coming to the world. Now we know in 1939, a lot of great tzaddikim passed away right before the war started. There's an inyan that the tzaddik should not have to witness, and he should not have to be alive to see all this ra that's about to come. If that's the case, that's a raya that tzaddik niftim in oilam, ra b'am in oilam. Because why did tzaddik pass away? Oh, because maybe something bad is coming. There's an impending disaster that's about to happen, and we don't want that the tzaddik should have to witness it. Oh, so when the tzaddik dies, that's like a heads up. That means something bad is about to happen. And finally, tzaddik b'loilam, when the tzaddik comes to the world, toiv b'loilam, it means good is coming to the world. Now you know that, because the pasuk says that when Noach was born, so he was called Noach. Why? Zeyinachameinu mimaseinu umiitzvayin yodeinu, because they saw already Baruch HaKodesh and Noach was going to bring a lot of nechama to the world. And it's for that reason you see that Noach, who the Torah calls a tzaddik, Noach ish tzaddik, ki oischaru isi tzaddik lefane bedar hazeh, that a tzaddik is bala oilam, toiva bala oilam. And it's learned out from this pasuk, Zeyinachameinu mimaseinu umiitzvayin yodeinu, hadrin alach kol yisrael yesh lahem chelek. But I just want to end with one ha'ara that's Dover Be'itay Matov, and that is, it's Erev Pesach. And on Pesach, every single year, it sits at the Seder, like a Ben Chayrin, and he's Mekayim all the mitzvahs, Hayoyim, the mitzvahs Halayla. And amongst those mitzvahs is the mitzvah of the Dalet Kosis. Now, if you ask a Kleina Kindler, why is it that we drink Dalud Kosis by the Leila Seder? He's going to tell you it's Pashit. It's connected to Dalud L'shoynos of Geula. V'itzeisi v'hitzalti v'ga'alti v'lokachti. And the truth is, it's a good answer. It's the Makar that the Rishonim all bring in the beginning of Perek Arbei Psachim. And Shrosha is B'Yerushalmi. It's not a Talmud Bavli, but it's a Talmud Yerushalmi in the beginning of Arbei Psachim. The Yerushalmi says as follows, Minayin la'arba kosis. How do you know that you're supposed to drink four kosis at the Leila Seder? Rabbi Yochan, b'shem Rabbi Noah, Rabbi Yochan said the name of Rabbi Noah, Keneged Arba Geulois. It's Keneged the four Lashonis of Geula. V'itzeisi v'hitzalti v'ga'alti v'lokachti. But if you look at the Yerushalmi brings other reasons. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Keneged Arba Kosis Shal Pare. It's Keneged the four Kosis that were mentioned in the narrative of the dream of the Sarah Mashkin. So Yosef HaTzadik meets the Sarah Mashkin in Tfisa, and he tells him about the dream that he had. He was the Sarah Mashkin, so Adreitzach in Vayin, and he told him four times the word Kos. The Kos Pare Biyadi, the eschat oisam el kois paroi, the etines a kois al kap paroi, the nosat the kois paroi biyodi. Four mentions of the word kois, and that is the makar to the arba koisois of wine that we drink at the Leila Seder. Rabbi Levi said it's keneged arba malchios. It's a remes to the four malchios that were meshabit klayis or meshach adoris. meaning after Gulas Mitzrayim. We had Bavel, we had Paros Hamada, Yavon, Edom, and connected those four Malchios, we drink four cups of wine. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan, it's all in the same Yerushalmi, say a fourth reason. It's connected Arba Koisei Shal Puranios, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Asad Lahashkois Asumbois Oilam. So there's the good cup of wine, and there's the bad cup of wine, right? We've spoken over the years. You could drink wine like Loik, and you could drink wine like Rava, right? Chamri Vrechani Pikhin, it's Mesamchai or it's Meshamamai, right? It can go both ways. But there's the four bad cups of wine, and this is like proverbially speaking, that the Umay Sa'olim are going to drink at the end of days. Number two, a third pasuk. Biad Hashem, v'yayin chama mole mesach, yamter al rishon pach imesh v'gavetz v'ruch salavetz v'natcha. These are all bad psukim that the Navi talked about. And these are all the shinus of kois, referring to piranias that the goyim are going to have. And that's what the four koisos are all about. But either way, so the Yishalmi doesn't just bring the one reason. The Yishalmi actually brings four different reasons for why it is that we drink four cups of wine. I saw that the great goyim, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Kasher, in his miluim, in the back of Parshas Va'era, so Essay Aleph is Arba Koisos and Kois Chamishi. And in the beginning, he brings no less than 20 reasons that he was malakit for why it is that you drink four cups of wine. Very, very interesting. If you go through it, Kineged the Arba Avos and the Arba Imois. The Arba Imois, we know who the Arba Avos, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and Yosef, right? We know Yosef is considered one of the Avos. L'chaper al Avram Yitzchak Bezdin. Kineged Arba Tzitzios, Kineged Arba Avos Nezikin. I mean, anything with four gets a shout out right here in this one of the Miluim from Menachem and Lakash. But the point is, everyone knows the famous reason. It's Kineged the Dalu Shainu Shagulu. But really, if you mind Mineu Bein Yerushalmi, you see there's other reasons. And if you go through Menachem and Lakash, and even Menachem and Lakash with his great Bekias and Harifas was a ton of a shire, there's other reasons. We once spoke out the epic Teres Chayim in Mesechta Schoon Dav Tzadik Beis that says, because really, Sheba Mitzrayim was supposed to be 430 years, ended up being 86, which means four-fifths were somehow pardoned. And it's connected that we drink four cups. There's the Marsha that I don't think he brings in Masechtas Brachas in the beginning of Perek Arayo that says the reason it's four cups of wine, it's connected our Arba Tzrichim Lahoidos. Because when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, we checked off all four of those boxes and connected each one of them. We have a Chiyuv Oida. And it's for that reason you bring four cups of wine. But the bottom line is, there's so many different remazim and so many different reasons for why it is that you drink four cups of wine. But I'll tell you one Dov Nifla that the Vilna Goyen says, and this Rav Menachem Mendel Kasher does bring. But this is in the Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Goyen. And again, it's above our pay grade, like so much of what the Goyen said. But in the spirit of Dover Be'itai Matav, said the Vilna Goyen, and I quote, that the reason we drink four cups of wine, Chazal said, it's keneged the dal l'choynes shal geula. But the emesis is an oymik pnimi, and that is v'hei neged dal l'oylamos. He said the four cups of wine that we drink is keneged the dal l'oylamos. Shehu oylam hazeh, v'yumos ha-moshiach, v'tchias ha-meisim v'oylam haba. Said the Goyen, d'hainu rishoyin, the first cup that we drink is Kiddush. And Kiddush is keneged oylam hazeh. Because is to make himself as kaddish as possible. I see here in the Mekoyres Ubiyurim, so they bring that the Heir Talmud Chacham Echad Shlita Hachafetz Be'ilum Shmai. So I don't know who it is, but a Talmud Chacham Echad Hachafetz Be'ilum Shmai. He said, what's the pshat in this Goyen? That the first cup, which is Kiddush, right? That's what the first cup is Neged Oilam Azeh Shetzarech Leskadish Atzma Be'ilum Azeh. So he said, Haflo Vefeli. He said, because we know the Mesilas Yesharim based his sefer on the Brais Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, and it starts from the beginning, Machay Vasa Bay Lamay, and it builds itself up to the highest level. What's the highest level that a person could achieve? It's Kedusha. That means the spitz that a person can come to an Olam Hazeh is Kedusha. So that's Rishon who Kiddush Neged Olam Hazeh Shetzorich Leskadish Atzmei Olam Hazeh, because that's the highest, that's the pinnacle in Avodas Hashem that a person can come to. It's Kiddush. It's the meat of Kedusha in the Cheshbon of the Mesilas Yesharim. Beis. What's this next second cup that we drink? It's Neged Yemois HaMashiach. It's Keneged Yemois HaMashiach Shemesaprim Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because when Mashiach is going to come, we're still going to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. As it says, Ki Meitzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Erenu Neflois. But the point is that the second cup is Yemois HaMashiach, that's related to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Gimel, Hu Neged Tchias HaMeisim. What's the third cup? The third cup is benching. and benching is connected to Mosin. Sha'ozu Sudas Levyosin, says the Goyim. V'dovin Mevarech Alakois, K'moshe Mefurish Memesachtes Pesachim. Because we know that there's going to be a Sudas Levyosin, even though the Rambam, the Raivid, and the Kitab Arasayil, and the Rashmi Shans, Rabban Ramashulim from the Chachmilunil, and the Yad Raman, all the raid that we spoke about as it relates to, but we know there's going to be a Sudas Levyosin, and it's Kipshutoy. Even Rambam said, even though my father sometimes said it's not meant Kipshutoy, this Sudavad is going to be Kipshutoy. There's going to be a Sudas Levyosin. And the Gemara even talks about who's going to be the one that's going to lead the benching at that Suda. And it's going to be David Malka Mashicha, Li Na Levarech, right? David, like the Chetush Arim said, because David HaMelech used to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Shlechte Zeit, and so now in the best of times, he's going to have the Schuss to be able to do this as well. But the point is that now when we're benching, that's Keneged Chiyas HaMesim, specifically the Sudas Levyosin that's going to be in the Zman of Chiyas HaMesim. And Hadalit, who Keneged Olam Haba, that's Olam Haba, V'lachein Oymer Malav Halal HaGadol. And it's for that reason that we're going to say Halal HaGadol. So again, what this all means, 100% Vesech Nish, this is above my pay grade. But the Vilna Gaon said that the four cups of wine that we drink are Keneged the Dalit Olamos. It's Keneged Olam Hazeh, it's Keneged Yemois HaMashiach, it's Keneged Chiyas HaMesim, and it's Keneged Olam Haba. I don't know, but just a hergish. Like, what does that mean? What do we take from this guy? I mean, the tie-in to the end of Sanhedrin is half of a fella, right? I mean, it couldn't be much better, I think. We just finished Perek Chelik. This was Perek Chelik. Ein Arech L'cha Hashem L'keinu B'Olam Hazeh, Ve'idzulach L'makeinu L'chayu Olam Haba, by the way, the two orders are not the same. In fact, the nusach that we say in Ein Aroich sounds more like the Rambam, and the nusach of the Goyin sounds more like the Rambam in Shaar HaGmul. But it's just a hergish. My hergish is azay. The Rambam in the end of Parashas Bo, right? For sure, in the conversation, if not the most famous Rambam of all time. And the Ramban in that shtickle tells of the Yisoy that every single Yid really needs to take with him to the Leila Said. So this is Mamish the Ramban talking. And I think, you know, when you think of, you know, the Mesilas Yesharim in his opening paragraph where he says that, you know, I'm not going to tell you anything that you don't know. Everything I'm about to tell you is Mefursim. But because it's so Mefursim, that's why people somehow tend to over... Right, the more mefursim something is, the more people overlook it. It's a fascinating thing. Because it's so not a chiddush, we forget about it. And this Ramban is so famous that we just know it as the famous Ramban, and we forget what the Ramban actually said. But the Ramban said that what's the avoda of Pesach? The avoda of Pesach is to remember the nisim and aflois of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, and then what? So we're going to remember 3,300 years ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed incredible miracles. You have to give Shevach Vaidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu for miracles that took place more than 3,000 years ago. Avada, this is the avoda Sayyoyim. There's nothing to talk about. But says the Ramban, that's not enough. If you do that, it's not Dayenu. Sinish Genug, you have to take it to the next step. Says the Ramban, Umin Anisim Hagdoilam Amefursamim, O the Moide Benisim Anistorim Shem Yehetsoida Toira Kulo. That it's by remembering those Nisim Amefursamim that a person comes to the Nisim Anistorim. She Ein Lo Adam Chelik Betoiras Moish Rabbeinu, At She Yamin She Kol Vareinu Mekreinu Kulam Nisim. A person can't have a Chelik in Toiras Moish Rabbeinu unless he believes that every single thing that happens is Kulam Nisim. Ein Bahem Teva Umenogo Shaloilam.
By the way, in the beginning of Parashas Va'era, that Ramban we spoke about a few days ago, but those are the Nisim Anistar. But says the Ramban, the void of Pesach, the void of the Leila Seder, the void of a father when he's being Mekayim, his mitzvahs, Esedei Raisa, of the Yigadah to Labincha Vayayim Uleimer, is not to just say, you know, there were once incredible miracles. You stopped there, you missed the boat. It's the way it is. You have to take it a step further. You have to say that 3,000 years ago, the Eibishtim performed miracles. And the yisoid of those miracles was to really embed inside us and inculcate in our kishkes and our neshama that just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu showed us then that he's controlling everything, so too he continues to control everything that we do. And even though maybe we're not zoichet to see Kriyas Yamsuf, but the entire world is nisim anistarim. Umin anisim agdoilam amefursamim adamoyde benisim anistarim. And the Ramban says it at the end of his long famous piece, but this is mamish the punchline. You don't have to chazer to begin. This is the punchline. That we constantly talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ubefrayet the Leil HaSeder, because that's what it's all about. It's to come to this point that a person should recognize that Abraham Teva Minhag Shalom, Bain Birabin Bain Bin Yachid, Akoil Big Zeras Elyon, right? Betochin Betoch. That is this Ramban. That's what this Ramban is all about. But that's the Hergish of the Seder. You talk about the miracles of Mitzrayim, and it's not just about remembering the miracles of Mitzrayim. You have to take that and now translate it into something. And what you do is you're translating it into, if the Abishta did that, that means he's control. If the Nisim Amifursamim were from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means the Nisim Anistarim are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. The Hergish is, you sit down by the Leila Seder, and you just try to visualize, right? You know, this so much has been sung and written about, you know, the Seder in the Warsaw Ghetto. That's dramatic. But different starim where Yidden came together by the Leila Seder and they felt like B'nai Chayrin. And really, how could a Yid in different matzavim, different people are praving starim, even this year, whether it's in a... They're vased. But the bottom line is not everyone's in a matzav. Right? We've said over many times over the years that the Lutzker Rav said that the Karban Pesach is always referred to as Kechukas HaPesach. Right? You always find the word Chayk. So he said, why is it called a Chayk? It's a Chayk. This is a Milsa B'tayim. Why is this a Milsa B'tayim? He said, it's true, in the best of times, we understand praving a Leil Seder. But there were years when Yidden had a prav a Leil Seder, where it was mamish zois chukas ha-teira. Where really, how could you sit together at a Seder and prav a? It's a very, very hard thing to do. Aber l'maisa, the Yid always had an amunah. And you know what the amunah was? The Yid had an amunah that elept nishva der Welt. That there's going to be a time when Mashiach is going to come. Because ani mame b'amunah shalema b'viyas ha-mashiach. Ve'im... And he had an amun and tchias ha-meisim. And his amun and tchias ha-meisim was that animam v'amun shleim v'tchias ha-meisim be'eshe yalo rotzim meis ha-bar yisbarach shema. Right, that was the amun that he lived with. And he understood that he's not living for this world because this whole world is a proizdar. This ganze welt is a proizdar. And a person was created like the Pesil Sharm says in Perek Aleph for the Tainu Gamiti, and the Tainu Gamiti is all in Olam Haba. And the Yid would sit at the Leila Seder and he would drink a cup of wine. I was he feeling like a ben chayr in that second? I don't know. Oh, but one glass is Olam Hazeh. And there's another glass that's Olam Haba. And there's a glass that's Yimois HaMashiach. There's a glass that's Chias HaMeisim. And maybe what the Goyen means is that it gives you an Amunah. The Amunah is that there was Yitzias Mitzrayim 3,300 years ago. And that gives us the Amunah and the Nisim HaNistarim. And if that gives us the Amunah and the Nisim HaNistarim, that also is going to give us the Amunah that one day Arenu Neflois, there's going to be Neflois. And that's the Machshava, that's the Hergish the Yid has when he sits down to drink the Dal Kosis. He sits down and he drinks the second cup. Ani Mami B'Amunah Shalema B'Bias HaMashiach. Bias HaMashiach, where, what, when? No, ki meitzeis chamiyaris mitzrayim erenu neflois. The void of Pesach is not just to talk about something that happened in the past. It's to try to relate it to the present. It's to try to relate it to the point where it's going to give you chizik and it's going to give you hope towards the future. The present, believing in the Nisim HaNistarim, even when you don't see it. And towards the future, being able to come to a point where you're going to recognize that there's going to be a day where you're going to see such Nisim HaNistarim that it's going to make what happened by Yetzias Mitzrayim pale in comparison. Pale in comparison. That's the Avodah. The second cup is Bias HaMashiach. The third cup is Tchias HaMeisim. The fourth cup is Olam Haba. Just a little bit of an oimik. An oimik in terms of understanding the Dal Kaisis as it ties into the end of Masechta Sanhedrin. So Tzim Tzveitim Mol Hadron Allah Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik. Doesn't get much better than that. Slik Allah Masechta Sanhedrin Benisa Nigalu Benisa Nasidin Ligal Vichataka Bizoicha Genikshayim with the Olam Hazeh. We already finished the first cup. It's time to drink the second cup and the third cup and the fourth cup. B'mheiru B'yameinu Amen.